This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Brett,
and Mark.
Of course, we invite you to the website. You can go there and actually interact with the content right there on the front page of the site. So what you see there on the front page was placed there by listeners like you. Maybe it's a link to an interesting YouTube video or an outrageous news story or your, you know, blog post of interest. Whatever you think we would enjoy, whatever you think our listeners would enjoy, you can put it on our website and then others can vote it up or down. You get to do that as well. So go there, get interactive at freetalklive.com. Brett is here courtesy of the School Sucks Project. We'll talk more about that as the show rolls on here tonight. On the way this evening, a state trooper in Florida is now suing more than 100 police officers for harassment, according to RT.com, after having pulled over one of the thin blue line. That's right. This officer crossed the thin blue line and was targeted by her so-called fellow officers for it. We'll explain more about that. And, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. And also, on the way here tonight, big update out of New Hampshire. There was a gun bill that had been put forth that a lot of people were really concerned about, and it has been shot down. We'll tell you more about what it had proposed to do. It was going to be a pretty dramatic change and one for the worse for New Hampshire, but it's not going to happen, and we'll get into that here when we get a chance. Your call is certainly welcome. We go to Carlos. He's in North Carolina. Carlos, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing today, Ian?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so basically I am a spokesperson for the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, which I believe you've heard of. I believe you talked to Chase Rachels a while back in regards to that particular subject.
We have. It was a matter of some controversy here on Free Talk Live. But, yeah, we had spoken with Chase in the past.
Yeah, so I just wanted to kind of give an update on the Blue Ridge Liberty Project and kind of what we're promoting in Asheville, North Carolina. So for people who don't know, the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, again, is in Asheville, and we're looking to spread the message of liberty as well as liberation from the confines of dictates by unjustified authorities. And as a result, we acknowledge the importance of libertarian ethics and logic as applied to parenting, politics, and religion. So essentially, we're not a competitor with the Free State Project. Because the Free State Project, of course, is a beautiful organization that has been built up by people like you, people like Brett, and a number of other individuals. But rather, we are giving a separate option for people who want a community that's geared selectively for not just political libertarianism, but also peaceful parenting and scientific reasoning.
So, okay. So I respectfully disagree. I think that the Blue Ridge Liberty Project competes for a segment of the potential people who could move to New Hampshire. I do understand that the Blue Ridge Liberty Project is sort of an exclusive movement, as you just described. There's a very specific set of parameters that you're looking for as far as people moving there. So, as you said, people who appreciate science, you tend to kind of lean towards atheism, I think, is my understanding. Please correct me if I'm wrong. And then also, you know, shying away from taking any sort of political action and more of the real hardcore voluntarist bent. So kind of like voluntarist, atheist, peaceful parent supporting folks is kind of your niche. Is that right?
Well, I wouldn't say atheism completely. Let's be honest here. There are a number of religions out there that do not adhere to the non-aggression principle. And if a religion does not comply with it, it's going to be an issue when it comes to moving forward in a peaceful society. Now, yes, I mean, there is more of a secular stance on specific issues, but that doesn't mean we're omitting a large percentage of the population, because there are more atheists than there are libertarians. So it's not like we're trying to find needles in a haystack. You know, Ayn Rand, who's an incredibly important person.
So wait, just to clarify, someone who is an atheist but not a voluntarist would be welcome in the movement, the Blue Ridge Liberty Project?
We try to educate people based off of on voluntarism also. So, yes, we are looking for individuals. If they're an atheist, yes, we're going to be moving towards trying to convince them to acknowledge the importance of an ethical standard that is held universally.
So I guess I'm confused. Are you saying that someone who is, let's say, a socialist and an atheist would be welcome as a member of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project?
No, sir. I did. If I stated that, I am incorrect in the way I put that. No.
Okay. Take a and what about a political libertarian?
Well, as stated before, I do not acknowledge the importance of using the state in any kind of way because it is unjustified by its very nature. It's immoral by its very nature. We took a completely voluntary stance, which, again, I do not believe we're omitting too many people. I mean, take a look at Stefan Molyneux. He has the number one philosophy show on the Internet, and he brings up the fact that atheism and libertarianism, or secularism and libertarianism, do kind of coincide when you're thinking logically.
So I guess I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. So you're saying that only people who are of the voluntarist persuasion and who tend to be atheists, or maybe you'll make some exceptions for certain religions, will be welcome, plus they have to support peaceful parenting, correct?
Well, peaceful parenting is the only way that we're ever going to have a peaceful society. So I'd say that is incredibly important, and should be incredibly important to anyone who holds a non-aggression principle as valid.
I mean, it seems to me, correct me, I mean, I've got two other people in the studio here, but it seems to me like that cuts out a whole lot of people because, number one...
Well, they don't need a lot of people. They're not looking, from the conversation that we had with Chase is... They're looking more for to build a community than they are to make any sort of societal change. Their societal change is going to come over the course of generations, they believe, by raising kids to be, you know, better people. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, we have a whole generation of kids currently. A lot of kids have not been spanked. They didn't grow up to be atheists or necessarily libertarians as a result. I don't know what exactly that means, but... Their goals are different than the Free State Project's goals, but
it does have more of a political mission. At least in the original formulation of it, that putting people in a political designation called a state, right?
Well, so the Free State Project could include what the Blue Ridge Liberty Project is, except that they like Asheville, North Carolina.
Right. I mean, if I were a peaceful parent, atheist, voluntarist. If I were those categories, I would still want to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to be around more liberty-minded people, to be in the freest place in arguably the freest place in the United States.
I'd have to go to both. I haven't been there. Yeah. I don't hold many of the values
but
that
I
they
seek,
do.
Well, right. I seek freedom as soon as possible. So is what you're saying, Carlos, is that the Blue Ridge Liberty Project is like a multi-generational approach, that maybe freedom is down the road several generations there in Asheville?
I do acknowledge the fact that freedom is not going to come tomorrow. In fact, if we were just to become an anarchist society tomorrow, with the amount of illogical thinking that's going on within our own society, I mean, look, the state's not a real thing. It's a figment of a collective imagination. And because of that, people are still acting in a statist manner.
Mm-hmm,
and
sure.
As a result, that's why we have the kind of coercive activity that are going on. So, yes, it is absolutely multi-generational, but there are certain activities that we can do that can promote liberty. As far as like mental liberation from insane abstract concepts, as well as honestly, for instance, I'm giving a speech at the Liberty Forum regarding child protective services. Okay, I used to be an investigator for child protective services, and now I host workshops in Asheville and online for individuals who are having issues with CPS or want to know more about them and their terrible activities that they've committed. So there are ways that we can try and mitigate the law in the sense of how to get around it, or maybe build a community around your area, like-minded individuals who are for peaceful parenting and may be a little bit different than society. They're into homeschooling, unschooling, those kind of things. And if you don't have a strong community around you, you have a very, very high chance of CPS coming along and going, hey, you guys are a little bit weird. We should knock on your door and maybe we're going to take your kids.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all. Have you been to the Free State Project and checked things out?
I was actually at Porkfest back in June, and I really enjoyed it. And I it kind of came down to the decision of whether I was going to move to the Free State Project or Asheville. And after having a few conversations with members of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, I found that it suited my views more than FSP, because my activism early on had to do more with atheism and the psychology of parenting than just libertarianism. And
see, this is what I recommend. Yeah. This is what I recommend for people is if the Blue Ridge Liberty Project interests you, you should still check out the Free State Project.
I'd like to bring Carlos back here. If you can hang on, Carlos, we'll bring you back
Absolutely.
For more of this in moments here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can take control here at Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
What you want here, toll free 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. You can, of course, join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features do include archives. So you can just click and download as many episodes as you like. They go back all the way to 2006, late 2006. So drop on by freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. Valentine's Day, your time is running out.
It is.
If you want to get some beautiful flowers for your loved one on Valentine's Day, proflowers.com can hook you up, even though it's this late of an hour. It's Wednesday when we're doing this show, and Valentine's Day is literally 2 days away. So you're going to have to pay a little extra if you want delivery on Valentine's Day, but you can still get it from proflowers.com. In fact, we've got a deal for you. 1 dozen red roses. It's a radio special here on Free Talk Live. 1 dozen red roses, a free glass vase, a teddy bear, and gourmet chocolates for only $39.99. And you won't find,
really?
You won't find red roses at this price this week, at this point, if you can find them at all.
I remember paying $100 back when I was in high school for roses delivered on Valentine's Day.
The deal is only good while supplies last, and so you might want to go now to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in FTL. That's the only way to get this exclusive deal. A dozen red roses, including a free vase, chocolates, and teddy bear for only $39.99. Proflowers.com. Click the mic. Type in FTL to get that deal. It does expire tomorrow. That's Thursday, or when supplies run out, whichever comes first. Proflowers.com. Click the mic in the top right. And type in FTL to get that deal. We go back to Carlos. He's in North Carolina, actually in Asheville, calling from the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. It's an organization that has been around for, what, 2 or 3 years? Carlos, when did Blue Ridge get kicked off?
About 2 years.
About 2 years.
So how many, my only experience with the Blue Ridge Liberty Project is online, and admittedly, I don't sit there studying it, so I don't know a lot. But how many movers have you, do you have currently? Like, some people move, people move, they move away, you never know. So how many people who have picked up and moved for the Blue Ridge Liberty Project? Asheville.
And are still there, you mean?
Right, and are still there. Because people move to Asheville all the time, and that doesn't really, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I can't give you a specific number on exactly how many moved here specifically for the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. We've had a number of individuals who just moved here in general, and then they really like the message of Blue Ridge Liberty Project, and they've kind of joined us in our fight for freedom.
Yeah, that happens here, too.
The amount who actually live in and around Asheville is under 100 who consider themselves part of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. But we do a lot of activities regarding peaceful parenting, home birth, and again, my workshops with Child Protective Service, regarding Child Protective Services, which have done quite well here. The community in and around Asheville is very keen on many of the subjects that we brought up regarding things like peaceful parenting, homesteading.
This is a subject that's popular all around the United States these days. I think that it's really picking up steam. I wouldn't be able to speak directly to Asheville, but it sounds like the kind of place where it's even more so. So people are living in different spots, obviously different houses and stuff like that. How do you get together? I mean, there are very few Free State Project events, Pork Fest, Liberty Forum. These are pretty much what we have, but little groups of people will get together. What about you guys? How does that work?
Well, for instance, for the Child Protective Services, I recently gave a speech. It was at a bookstore called Firestorm Books, and they allowed us to rent it out for free, and we got a good chunk of people to go out there, and I gave a speech in regards to that. We had a good community kind of outing. Other things we've done are like anti-war rallies. We've done some, we did work for a guy named Todd Stimson, who had issues when it came to the government coming in, and he was selling medicinal marijuana. He had issues with courts. The DEA came in, put guns up to his children's head, took all of his money, took his silver, took all of his cannabis, and threw him in jail. And right now, he, instead of just taking a deal with the courts, he's actually trying to go to court for it, and we're working to promote jury nullification in that particular case. So there's a lot of different activities that we kind of do around Asheville, and because there's so many different rallies and protests that go on, and festivals, for instance, the GLBTQ festival, which was recently, we're able to get out there and really talk to a lot of people in regards to the message of liberty.
So now I know that there was this this house that was labeled something, like the Freedom Farm
Stateless
or something.
State.
The Stateless Estate, yes. How many people resided in that? Because I could never quite figure it out. I was always trying to figure out if that was some kind of commune thing or what exactly was going on there.
Well, it was a good chunk of people who were living there at the time. Right now, we ended up having to do some We're having to switch to another headquarters right now because we seem to be getting some of the issues you guys have with snow in New Hampshire. Ended up having to switch out the house.
What does snow have to do with anything?
Thing. Yeah, I actually moved to Asheville thinking, oh, there's not going to be a lot of snow. But it turns out there is. So at that particular house, there was anywhere from 10 to 20 people living there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, you called in to, as a spokesperson for the BRLP, say that you didn't think that it was competing with the Free State Project. But I'm not really sure why. I mean, if there are people out there who are voluntarists and peaceful parents and folks who are maybe atheists or unchurched or whatever, the folks that you guys are really kind of targeting, well, why wouldn't you be competing for those people? Because there sure are a lot of voluntarist, atheist, peaceful parents here in New Hampshire and part of the Free State Project.
Well, the thing is with the Blue Ridge Liberty Project also, though, because we have such a strong Internet presence, whether that be yes. through the multiple groups that we're on Facebook and things like that, we're also bringing in new people who didn't even hear about libertarianism in the first place. So in many ways, we're kind of creating, in a way, by bringing out this message, more people than existed even before.
Sure. I mean, by doing outreach there in Asheville and online, there's no doubt you'll be spreading the ideas of freedom. I don't doubt that. But as far as, you know, you are encouraging people to move to Asheville, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm unconvinced on the we're not competing.
I mean, just be honest.
Angle.
It's a competition.
If you guys want to call it competition, I think because we're going from a more select group of individuals who are more like-minded on a number of different topics rather than just political libertarianism, we're offering something completely different, you know, when it comes to stores. And I'm going to try to state this without speaking badly about the FSP, but you're kind of more of a general store and we're more of a specific type of thing. And I don't think
absolutely
with having both of those things.
Absolutely. That
yeah,
was
the thing
true.
Is, those same people store can be here in New Hampshire. The people who are voluntarists, atheists, and supporters of peaceful parenting can be here in New Hampshire, and they can have a larger community of just generally liberty-minded people here. They can be in a more free place with more of an opportunity to become more free in the future. If freedom's important and liberty's important, and that's what I thought was the case with some of the people who are involved in the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, then the Free State Project is by far the best destination for those folks because they're all already a bunch of those people living here, and there are more selections as far as destinations within New Hampshire where you can find people of that particular mindset. Brett's been sitting quietly. Carlos, do you mind staying on board with us here?
Yeah, I do have one question.
All right, so we're going to – you said you don't mind?
Oh, no, I don't mind at all. Sounds
okay,
good.
Great. And if you get a chance during the stop down here for a moment, can you try us on Skype? Would that be all right?
Yeah, I'll shoot over to Skype.
All right, great. I appreciate it, because I know he had sent, by the way, we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. He'd sent a request. I just didn't see it before the show. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Brett?
Ooh, turn Brett's microphone off.
Brett,
try that again. There we go.
And Mark.
So, you can join us here on the phones at 855-450-FREE. We have Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of ways to listen there, like our live streams, which are available to you around the clock. Latest episode of Free Talk Live is always playing in a loop, at least until our newest show, which is happening live right now. Over at listen.freetalklive.com, you can get tuned into our broadband, midband, or narrowband streams. One size will fit your internet connection. We've also got over 140 radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. Plus, our satellite listening choices include free-to-air satellite available across North and Central America. As long as you have a view of the southern sky, get some cheap equipment, install it once, you never have to pay subscription fees to listen to us on free-to-air. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. And by the way, that satellite feed includes other great liberty-oriented shows like Brett's show. School Sucks.
Yeah.
You can go to his website, schoolsucksproject.com.
Yes.
And download various episodes of all kinds of enlightening things.
Yeah, absolutely. Our most recent episode is with Anna Martin, the libertarian homeschooler.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Does that mean that she homeschools or is homeschooled?
Oh, she is an adult. She has two kids, 13 and 9, and she found...
They're not in college yet? What kind of homeschooler is she?
She's, from the conversation we had, I'd say she's doing pretty well.
It seems like the youngest, the kids that are the youngest that are going into college, I don't think this is necessarily a good idea. I mean, it would have to be a very special individual that this would happen with, but it always seems like it's the homeschooled, and I'm just ribbing you.
Yeah. Oh, no problem.
Go check out more of Brett and what he's got going on at schoolsucksproject.com. Was it .org before? Did I always say .org?
No. Always .com.
Okay, schoolsucksproject.com, and you can do that. And, of course, his content is free as well. Now, $6shirts.com is where you can go to get some killer deals on witty, hip, smart, and some liberty-oriented shirts. These guys over at $6shirts.com, actually, they like freedom, and they like Bitcoins as well. In fact, they are accepting Bitcoins, and then holding the Bitcoins, unlike a lot of companies who take Bitcoins in and then immediately cash them into U.S. dollars. These guys take in Bitcoins and they hold on to them. In fact, they bought their ads on Free Talk Live with their Bitcoin. So if you want to order some cool shirts for Bitcoin, go to $6shirts.com. They've got all kinds of different themes, like game-related memes, meme themes. There's sports-related, movies, television-related. So all kinds of neat shirts that you'll inevitably find a few that you really like.
New one every day.
Yeah, there's actually a new design there every day.
It's amazing.
It's $6shirts.com. Plus, you can order 10 shirts and get them for $50. If you pay with Bitcoin, you get a free Bitcoin trucker hat, and Bitcoin orders get priority over cash orders. So go to $6shirts.com and check them out. All right, let's go back to Carlos. We actually moved him over to Skype just because we could and because Skype sounds better. And Carlos, welcome back to Free Talk Live. You're calling from Asheville, North Carolina. You're one of the participants in and apparently a spokesperson for the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. Are you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right. So Brett here from School Sucks apparently is acquainted with you and or friends with you. He actually mentioned prior to our show that you were going to be calling in tonight, and he's been quietly sitting and listening as Mark and I have been peppering you with questions.
Yeah, I'm learning, and yes, I will confirm that Carlos and I are friends and co-workers. We've done many, many shows together in the past, and obviously we're united on this CPS, Child Protective Services, issue as well. So I hope this isn't an unfair question, Carlos, because I know you haven't been there too long, and I know you said the project has gone on for a couple of years, but I don't object to you wanting to avoid the word competitor. It's certainly an alternative, and I understand the differences, but what I don't know, and maybe if you've only been there for a few months, you don't know either, but why was Asheville chosen? Was it chosen by people who were already aware of the Free State Project's existence? Was it conceived to be an alternative, or was there something else in play?
So Justin Stout and Chase Rachels, who originally formed the group, they actually did look in New Hampshire, and they looked at a number of different places, and they wanted to find an area which catered to a kind of wide range of demographics and interests. And they wanted to find also a place that was very receptive to peaceful parenting, natural childbirth, and other things we discussed. They wanted to basically start a group that catered to more than just the libertarianism, and they found, just judging by the temperature, soil, and climate of Asheville and the natural beauty of the place, the young individuals who were there, they found it a very great place to kind of stay. And honestly, when I was in Texas and I looked at New Hampshire, going to the Free State Project in New Hampshire, I didn't really ever have any plans on moving to New Hampshire. I didn't want to live in a place, honestly, that cold. I wasn't the biggest fan of the culture in the Northeast, and I saw North Carolina as a much better option.
What is your objection to the culture in the Northeast, that we're all Ivy League educated elitists?
Yeah, that's what's happening here in the mountains of New Hampshire.
No, I mean, what I essentially mean by that is after kind of going to Porkfest, which I really did enjoy, Asheville has a more secular following in the individuals here. I don't see a lot of conservatism. Oh, okay.
New Hampshire, isn't it the number two least religious state in the United States, with Vermont being number one?
I mean, I'm really, if that's your complaint, I think your complaint is poorly placed. I don't know what experience you had that made you think that New Hampshire might be a little too religious for you, but it is, you know, this region that in which we live is one of the most unchurched regions in the country. It is the most unchurched region in the country.
And I will, as a native,
me, that argument sucked.
As a native, Carlos, I will more calmly second what Mark said.
I'm just done.
I mean, you know, like, right. I
what experience? I'm curious. What experience did you have that made you think that?
I mean, yeah, because it's incongruous with my experience. I lived here from 1980 to 1995 and 2007 to 2014. So
most of your life.
Yeah, I I haven't seen too much of that. So, I mean, yeah, there's always something we can learn, but I haven't seen it. What do you?
I can completely concede that argument. I guess it was I stayed in Lancaster for a bit, and just kind of meeting some locals, meeting some of the people through the friends I had over there. I just noticed kind of a lot of conservatism, and I think I equated conservatism with religiosity, okay. Which I could totally be incorrect on.
Yeah,
so I have no problem being shown that I was incorrect. So yeah.
This is a more conservative area of New England, but yeah. Conservatism here is a result tends to be more libertarian. Okay. And by that, I mean the sort of standard issue libertarian out there, which does tend to lean a little more conservative. I'm willing to concede. I can see where you came from on that.
Well, let me say something about the idea of the word conservative and liberal as applied to New Hampshire. It just doesn't apply. A conservative in New Hampshire is as likely to vote for gay marriage as a Democrat in New Hampshire is as likely to vote for stopping gun control. And that's what just happened in New Hampshire today, by the
way.
It's
a little mixed up like that here.
Right. Like, Democrats will vote to oppose gun control measures here, and we had Republicans vote in favor of gay marriage. So, you know, the old labels that you might be used to from, say, Texas, you know, just don't apply up here, I don't think.
Fair enough. And I think that some of the issues that people seem to actually have with Asheville is, I guess, similar to the point you're bringing to conservatism in New Hampshire, which is that the liberalism here, for instance, which there is a huge hippie vibe, I will not state that there's not, the liberals here are much more anti-war, not exactly pro-Obama supporters, but there is a lot more of a kind of that hippie kind of liberal college town atmosphere in Asheville and the surrounding areas, along with a lot of homesteading and farming, and I just take it as kind of a different environment.
So you'd said, here's something that kind of stuck out to me, is you'd said that Justin Everett Stout, who's one of the founders, and Chase Rachel,
yes, sir,
who's another one of the founders, and he has since, I believe, moved on. But by the way, there's no shame in that. The fact is, I think the first president of the Free State Project actually left the state, too. Isn't that so, Ian?
Who?
The first one, that lady, and I don't remember her name.
Irina Goddard?
No, not her. Now, this is
Amanda?
Before, well before that. I'm going to go hunt
Amanda
hunt
was there. Never in New Hampshire, from okay. what I understand. But yeah, I mean, people come, people go. But in this case, I believe that one of the founders has left.
But I want to ask about the Southeast Liberty Project that was sort of the forerunner to this.
We'll come back to that here. Carlos, can you stick with us?
Yes, sir.
Four moments. It's Free Talk Live.
So I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the bitcoins safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here toll-free. Although we're getting into quite a bit of detail, the spokesman from the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, he says it's not in competition with the Free State Project. I'm pretty sure it is. But it's not in competition for everybody that the Free State Project is attempting to attract, because the Free State Project wants to attract as many people who love liberty as possible. And we can talk more about that in a moment. But coming up here in less than 48 hours, I guess, well, just about 48 hours away at this point, Friday would be Valentine's Day. And probably less than 48. Anyway, you can still get Sherry's Berries, which we've been talking about for a week now here on Free Talk Live. And, Brett, I'm sorry.
They're gone, aren't they?
They are long gone.
Oh, yes, they're gone.
Last time I was here, they were a day away from arriving, yeah. So...
Yeah, and they sent us 2 dozen. Yeah. They didn't last more than 24 hours.
I ate 5 in a sitting.
Yeah. That sounds good.
They are very good. I would recommend.
I was kind of ashamed.
Whether you've got somebody in your life and you want to get them something awesome, or if you just want to treat yourself, you're all alone on Valentine's Day.
Is that a sad Valentine's Day if you just get a box for yourself?
No, I think it would be a wonderful Valentine's Day.
I think so, too.
You cannot go wrong with these Sherry's Berries. They're freshly dipped, and they're giant strawberries, dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts, and you can get them now for just $19.99. That's over a 40% savings, or double the berries for just $10 more. You have to use our discount code to get this special deal at berries.com. That's berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right. Type in FTL, like Free Talk Live. So our code is FTL. You type that in, you'll get the deal on the berries. Starts at just $19.99, but I would recommend the extra $10 for doubling the berries. These things are awesome, and you'll be sad if all you get are the 6 that you order. You want to get 12. That way you can share them, because you're going to want to eat all 6 by yourself. It's going to be very, very difficult to let them get into anyone else's hands. They're so good. Berries.com. BERRIES.com. Click the mic. Type in FTL. And you can still get them delivered for Valentine's Day. It's not too late. But you want to do that. Place the order now at Berries.com. All right, so we're going to bring Carlos back on the line here. He is in Asheville, North Carolina, and we've been talking about the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. Brett, you and Carlos have actually hosted shows together of School Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlos, you mentioned that you were previously a CPS or Child Protective Services investigator. And I think that would make an interesting phone call on another night.
Yeah, like I've got two things I want to talk about. We're not keeping on for another full hour.
Right. I mean, that would be, I think, an interesting topic. So please don't hesitate to call us another time and maybe tell us some of your stories of what you experienced, why you left, etc. Because I imagine that would be a very fascinating conversation. But aside from that, we've been kind of talking about some of the differences between the Free State Project and Blue Ridge Liberty Project, and you guys have always insisted it's not competition. I think that it competes for a very, very small segment of potential movers to the Free State Project, because I can tell you that there are a lot of people up here who are atheists. There are a lot of people, and I mean within the Free State Project. I'm not just talking about New Hampshire as a whole. I mean, New Hampshire, as we mentioned, is one of the most, the top two unchurched places in all of, or a religious places in the entire United States. But even within the Free State Project, while yes, there are people who do have religious beliefs, I'm one of them, but there are a lot of atheists up here as well. And we all tend to get along very, very well, as a matter of fact. And one of the things I've noticed from, and it seems to come from mostly from the founder of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, is there's a lot of real vitriol from him towards people who have religious belief systems. And Chase, who used to be in your role as the spokesman for the project, used to always kind of try to, it seemed like he was trying to cover for that and apologize for it. But Justin Stout really has made it clear that people who have religious beliefs are not welcome in the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. That's still the case, right?
If you hold specific religious views which are antithetical to the non-aggression principle, then absolutely.
But now that's an interesting answer to the question, because when you start to get into the discussion, from what I've seen with the founder of BRLP online, his basic viewpoint is that all Christians do not adhere to the non-aggression principle. I mean, is that what your belief is?
Well, if you look at the Old Testament and the New Testament, they both justify the use of violence towards children and basically make the statement.
Well, wait a minute. Now, do all Christians follow the Bible word for word?
I'm going by the Bible, sir. The arbitrary views of individuals, if they care to have a discussion of that, I'm fine with that. But if you're going to be bringing up Christianity and the fundamentals of Christianity are based on the tenets of the Bible, then I'm going to argue regarding their own texts. I'm using their own rules. I'm bringing up their own book.
So you would have a conversation with somebody, Carlos, if they identified as a Christian, you might ask for some details, right?
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, I've been involved with atheist activism for much longer time than I've been involved in libertarian activism. And I'm completely willing to have a conversation with anyone of any religious sect. But I think if you're going to be holding to this Abrahamic God, which, according to the Bible at least, is a very selfish, greedy individual who's okay with flooding the entire world, I'm going to have to bring up those points. And I think they have to be brought up.
Well, first of all, flooding an entire world filled with bad people.
Carlos. Oh, yeah.
And, well, and Nephilim, for God's sakes, Nephilim.
Yeah, giants from space.
Right.
So let's not act like it was
It's not like people weren't screwing angels, for God's sakes. We had to flood the place.
But Carlos and I talked at, I think it was at Porkfest, and, you know, we had this question about atheism, and I identify as an atheist, but I think the question we asked was, when did atheism become the religion of Richard Dawkins? And, you know, the infallibility of somebody like Bill Nye or Sam Harris or any of these other people who just kind of become deities themselves. And I think we both identified, and Carlos, I think you'd agree that obviously we're not helping to spread ideas if every, you know, outreach effort is tinged with this sort of judgment, right? People get enough judgment from religion. They don't need it from us. So
How are you defining judgment?
Well, I just mean that people feel judged or shamed for their beliefs. Right.
Well, you know, after years of doing this kind of debating, which I know you've done, any single time you bring up their religion in general, most Christians at least immediately feel like they're being judged. just by being pressed on any of the conversations in regards to their actual text.
Well, it's an emotional issue, right? So that's where...
And I absolutely agree, and I agree to the points regarding Sam Harris and Richard Dawkins, who are massively pro-state, and I believe that many of the adherents to those individuals are using the same kind of faith-based thinking that many religious people do and that many atheists supposedly are against.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I just wanted to enter that in, that obviously whatever ideas we're trying to forward, we should be making an effort to do it with as little judgment or shaming as possible.
Now, obviously, Carlos, you're entitled to your belief system about Christians, but I've seen the founder of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project in online Facebook spats with Christian libertarians or even Christian anarchists, Christian voluntarists who are trying to assure him that, yes, you can be a Christian and also support non-aggression. And, it just becomes a very, very long, drawn-out fighting match on Facebook, and it just doesn't
seem... So is the nature of Facebook.
It is the nature of Facebook. But,
I mean, that literally is the entire nature of Facebook.
But do you see what I'm saying? It doesn't make the project look very inclusive or welcoming, and I realize that that isn't what it's intended to be, and I think that, to me, that's the biggest critique I have of it. If you ever want to achieve freedom, and I think that's your goal in the long run, even if it's several generations down the road, I think you have to be more inclusive towards people rather than shutting them out. And that's where the Free State Project is successful. We've got over 15,000 people who've pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. And many of them are atheists, but others are very devoted Christians or Muslims. But they all believe in liberty, and I think that that's important to have that kind of welcoming atmosphere.
I think the methodology is just as important as the answer that you get to. And if the methodology that got you to the point of being a libertarian is, well, God told me to be one, well, I think you're going to be just as prone to irrational thinking whenever it really comes down to the line than if the methodology...
I don't know how many Christian libertarians would say that God told them to be libertarian. I've never heard that claim made before. I guess that's just my critique of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, that it's too niche, and I can't really see it ever gaining traction, especially when, the clearest, most successful liberty movement out there, the Free State Project, has so many more people, including the people that you guys are targeting up here. I wish you the best. I hope it pans out.
They've clearly got a little community going there.
And that's better than most places, right?
But I would say they are clearly the second most successful liberty organization.
I don't know. Maybe Austin. They're still the Lone Star Libertopia.
I don't know how many people have moved for that one.
I don't know either.
I don't know either.
And they don't know how many people have moved for the Blue Ridge Liberty Project.
He said that they have hundreds that identify, though.
And less than 100.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Less than 100 that identify. But, real quick, I want to take issue with such is the nature of Facebook. No, it's not. If you define the parameters of a conversation, you can control how people react to you on the conversation of Facebook. That's true in religious context, libertarian context, and any context.
Carlos, feel free to reach out again. Tell us some DPS or CPS stories and keep us in the loop on the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. Hour 2 is coming up.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red pepper, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.